With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some European leaders say they're hopeful that a proposed peace deal by President Trump could end the Russian-Ukraine war, and it can be achieved soon.
I think we're getting very close to a deal. We'll find out. I thought that one would have been gone quicker. We did eight. I thought that would have been an easier one, but I think we're making progress.
Ukrainian negotiator Oleksandr Bivez says security guarantees are crucial for any peace plan to work.
The United States are quite aware that the level and the character of security guarantees would actually define the sustainability of the deal. I mean, this is not just the part of this deal. This is the part making this deal real and enforceable.
The issue of calling on American military forces to defy illegal orders is growing. The FBI now seeking interviews with the Democrats who urged U.S. troops to take that action. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Democratic lawmakers who appeared in the video say the FBI has contacted them to begin scheduling interviews. President Trump has accused the Democrats of sedition and said such behavior is punishable by death. The Pentagon is also investigating Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over potential violations of military law. The Democrats described the FBI move as an effort by the Trump administration to intimidate them into silence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nigerian president says all 24 schoolgirls held by assailants following that abduction last week from a school have now been rescued. Residents in the Houston suburb of Spring dealing with massive cleanup efforts after two tornadoes roared through on Monday. More than 100 homes damaged, but officials say no major injuries. This is SRN News. Well, America's churches are opening their doors to the poor over the Thanksgiving holiday.
In Nevada, the Reno Sparks Gospel Mission will provide free meals on Thanksgiving Day beginning at 4 p.m., and everyone who eats will also get a free gift. The First Missionary Baptist Church of Albion, Illinois, will be offering free food on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. with carry-out and dine-in options available. And in Norwich, New York, Emmanuel Episcopal Church will offer delivery, carry-out, and dine-in options for their free Thanksgiving Day feast. Michael Harrington reporting.
A couple of Catholic priests who were imprisoned on what human rights officials say were politically related charges have been released from prison in Belarus following talks with the Vatican. The move, which was confirmed by the Conference of Catholic Bishops in Belarus, comes amid speculation about warming relations between Minsk and the West. This is SRN News. French authorities have arrested four more people, that in connection with the $102 million Louvre jewel heist. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with that story.
The Paris prosecutor says the arrests involve two men and two women, ages 31 to 40, all from the region. The official did not specify their roles in the October 19 theft, but French media reports one of the men, a 39-year-old, is believed to be the fourth member of the team that carried out the daring daylight robbery. The other three alleged members of the so-called commando team were already arrested. Their DNA was found at the scene or on items linked to the robbery. A woman was arrested in October, accused of helping in the theft. The jewels have not been recovered. I'm Julie Walker.
And more details at srnnews.com.